Future funding for the low-income home energy assistance program could be in jeopardy for residents in West Central Illinois. LIHEAP is responsible for helping low-income families in Illinois pay for utility bills. Dusty Douglas with MCS Community Services says state funding cuts have left the status of the program up in the air.
I know there's a lot of talk about in the state legislature whether the supplemental LIHEAP funds are going to be available, and you know, right now it looks like that we may escape some of those budget cuts, but I don't think anyone knows better than anyone else as far as that goes.
Douglas comments on reports that Sangamon County households may not be receiving LIHEAP benefits this year.
I know Sangamon County's run out of some funds locally, but that's just because I don't think they've given so much service. So we're hoping from a statewide perspective, though, that we kind of miss some of those cuts.
Douglas says reports from last week showed good things, but there's no way of knowing at this time.
In many ways, the Farmer State Bank and Trust Company is like other banks, but our big difference is everything else we do. Like Tiger Troop, a club for kids ages 5 to 12, designed to teach kids about saving money with lots of fun activities. And for customers 50 years of age and beyond, there's Milestones, offering terrific banking benefits as well as group travel and great friendships. It's more than banking as usual, it's personal. The Farmer State Bank and Trust Company. We're doing business your way. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The second man arrested in December on methamphetamine charges in Jacksonville was sentenced in Morgan County Court Tuesday. 39-year-old Taris Johnson was sentenced to 4 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections for participation in methamphetamine manufacturing. Johnson was arrested with 43-year-old Michael Emerson in the 700 block of South Kosciuszko. Police believe that meth was being cooked at that residence and the waste product was being dumped into Movistar Creek. In addition to jail time, Johnson was fined over $2,000 and given a 2-year mandatory supervised release. Morgan County State's Attorney Bobby Bonjean says the sentence was appropriate based on the nature of the offense and criminal history. He adds why he believes Johnson will serve the full sentence.
Based on information from the public defender, he will have to serve the entire sentence because he's currently homeless. And if you're homeless, the Department of Corrections will not parole you because you don't have a home or location to be paroled to.
Emerson was given a 4-year sentence to the IDOC in February. And a Jacksonville man reached a plea deal last month in one stabbing case while charges for another were dropped. 21-year-old Franklin Rattler of the 300 block of Northeast pleaded guilty to aggravated battery on March 19th and was sentenced to 2 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections. Rattler was ordered to serve 1 year of mandatory supervised release and was fined $135. Morgan County State's Attorney Bobby Bonjean says the charges Rattler pleaded guilty to are related to his August 2014 arrest for stabbing in the 500 block of East Lafayette. The victim was taken to Passavant Area Hospital. Rattler was arrested for another stabbing on March 18th of this year. Bonjean says charges related to last month's incident were dropped as part of the plea deal. He says Rattler hinted at it being a self-defense incident, and the victim and witnesses were not cooperative with the Jacksonville Police Department. Two sentences were handed down to Morgan County Court yesterday afternoon. 30-year-old Aaron Lewis of the 500 block of South Cedar was sentenced to 14 days in jail for unlawful delivery of cannabis. And 29-year-old Zarell Stone of the 500 block of North Clay was sentenced to 6 days in jail for retail theft. Jacksonville police made two arrests last night and overnight. 18-year-old Ashley Olson of the 1200 block of King was arrested in the 1200 block of South Main at around 10 p.m. for battery. Olson has been released on bond. 28-year-old Jonathan Weber of the 200 block of Franklin was picked up at Main and College at around 1:30 a.m. for DUI, reckless driving, and leaving the scene of an accident with property damage. Morgan County deputies made two arrests overnight. 25-year-old Dominique Gaffney of the 800 block of North Main was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 12:45 a.m. for domestic battery and resisting a peace officer. Gaffney has been released on bond. 19-year-old Eleanor Hinton of the 400 block of Pendick was booked at the county jail at around 2:15 a.m. for DUI, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of cannabis. Hinton has been released on bond. Cass County deputies made one arrest last night. 41-year-old Terry Bennett of Tucson, Arizona, was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 10:15 p.m. for aggravated DUI and illegal transportation of alcohol. Bennett remains in custody. A Jacksonville girl will be in Springfield today to talk about a book she authored dealing with the beating death of her 2-year-old brother. 11-year-old Valerie Iyer co-wrote with her adoptive mother, Gwen Iyer, the story, Why Did We Have to Say Goodbye Last Year? She'll be talking this morning at the Capitol Rotunda as part of the kickoff to the Department of Children and Family Services Child Abuse Prevention Month. Valerie's brother, Maxwell, was beaten to death by his biological father. According to a description on the Barnes & Noble website, the book shares the brutal impact of domestic violence from a child's perspective and illustrates her grief. The book is also available at Our Town Books in Jacksonville. Valerie is scheduled to speak at 10 o'clock this morning. She'll be joined by State Representative Tim Butler of Springfield, U.S. Congressman Rodney Davis, as well as the director of DCFS. State Board of Higher Education has objections to several proposed eliminations in the upcoming fiscal year budget, even though they were the ones that proposed the cuts. During a Senate appropriations hearing last week, Dr. James Applegate, executive director of the Illinois Board of Higher Education, decried the proposal of several grant programs being eliminated in the upcoming fiscal year budget. Greg Bishop with the Illinois News Network has more.
Republican Senator Dale Ryder says things have to be cut.
For you to testify that, hey, we're going to take a hit, we're going to have to take some cuts, is perfectly legitimate. But let's be careful about criticizing the elimination of certain grant programs when it was your agency said, you know what, if something's got to go, these will be near the top of the list. That's a little tough.
Ryder read a list of the scholarship programs available for some higher education employees the board itself provided for possible elimination. Applegate confirms the list but said that the list was made in the face of possible cuts.
If we get cuts, I guarantee you we will make hard decisions about where to make those cuts to have the least impact on our students.
In Springfield, Greg Bishop, INN Radio.
Governor Bruce Rauner's proposed budget reduces IBHE's budget by more than $5 million. However, the governor keeps money for the monetary award program the same. The Illinois Board of Higher Education says they want to see an increase of $50 million in the MAP fund for the next fiscal year.
Would you like to have a healthy green lawn this year? Spring is finally here, and your neighbors at Jacksonville Lawn Care knows what it takes to make the most of your lawn this growing season. Hi, this is Warren Davenport with Jacksonville Lawn Care. We've become the largest, most trusted lawn care company in the Jacksonville area. We've got programs that are locally tailored to meet your lawn's needs throughout the year. I invite you to request a free, no-obligation lawn care estimate. Call Jacksonville Lawn Care at 243-0525. That's 243-0525.
Passavant Area Hospital calendar as the Autism Support Group meeting at 6 o'clock tonight at First Presbyterian Church. Parkinson's Support Group at 6 o'clock tonight in Meeting Room 2.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.